Today on the AI Breakdown, we're looking at the new AI music generation app that has people losing their minds. The AI Breakdown is a daily podcast and video about the most important news and discussions in AI. Go to breakdown.network for more information about our YouTube, our newsletter, and our Discord. Welcome back to the AI Breakdown. Well, it is Christmas Eve for those of you who celebrate, which means it is a very low-key, festive, fun, celebratory time of year. And so for today's show, instead of doing something big and heavy, you know, exploring AI safety or X-Risk or Shoggoth or technical stuff like the emergence of AI agent creation apps and things like that, I thought we would have fun looking at AI music generation and specifically honing in on this new tool that people are getting really stoked about. Now, throughout the year, there have been a number of different developments from the big labs when it comes to AI music generation. OpenAI had previously been working on this with something they called Jukebox, but they eventually sunsetted that project to focus elsewhere. Meta earlier in the year announced something called AudioCraft, and AudioCraft was really impressive. We did some samples on a show earlier this year. To give you just a quick flavor, I asked it to create a melodic old-timey Christmas song, and this is what it produced. Now, this is a very generic prompt, a hard one for it to get right. But the more specific you are, like 80s driving synths and things like that, the better it does. Now, Google also announced something that they called Music LM, and that's recently come to bear as Music FX, which you can now try in Google's AI Test Kitchen. To give you a sense of this, I clicked an I'm feeling lucky button for a random generation, and what came back was a fast-paced, upbeat piece with a driving drum beat. The sound is both exciting and energetic with an aggressive rhythm. Here's what that sounds like generated. Definitely a step up in quality from where we were earlier in the year. And by the way, whenever you generate a sound, it gives you a set of options. Now, one of the things that's cool about the way that Music FX is set up is that it hones in on specific parts of the prompt and turns them into dropdowns so you can start to see how making different decisions about specific words would actually change how it came out. So a fast-paced, upbeat piece with a driving drum beat. Let's, instead of upbeat, put melancholy. And let's only change that and see what happens. You can see the mood and feel of the piece got shifted based on that switch from upbeat to melancholy. Now let's start over because we're going to go look at some Christmas-related songs, and I want to see how it does when I give it something related. A pop punk Christmas song with Irish instruments and an upbeat driving feel. It identifies pop punk, Christmas, Irish instruments, and upbeat and driving as variables in the prompt that could be changed. First one doesn't really have Irish instruments, not necessarily anything noticeably Christmas, although admittedly that is a hard type of prompt. Let's try their second generation. Still not quite there. Now, this is not something I've tried, but let's see if you identify a specific artist, what happens. A driving fast Christmas song in the style of Flogging Molly. Indeed, the prompt goes against our policies for identifying Flogging Molly. All right, well, anyways, so that's Music FX. Like I said, a really cool update, but ultimately not the thing that has people so stoked this week. No, that is Suno. Now, Suno has a serious team behind it. These are folks who are formerly at companies like Meta and TikTok, and the experience is definitely brought to bear in what they've created. Now, Suno, unlike these other tools, are actually generating the stems of entire songs, including lyrics. So let's take a listen to one of their trending samples, Turkey Time, which is a pop song.
Gather around now, it's turkey time, catching up with all your kin and vines, feasting on that golden bird so fine. Pass the gravy, pour some wine. Turkey time, it's a country ride. Grab your plate, fill it up, take your time.
Obviously, we've got here a whole different level of quality to explore. All right, but now let's go to my library where I messed around with a bunch of different styles, all of course around Christmas songs. Let's start with Yuletide Turmoil, a synth pop 1980s ballad.
So it's all in a starry night, candles flickering with a gentle light. Gathered round the table, feeling so alive, but something's not quite right. Mama burn the turkey down.
So the prompt for all of these was the same with one variation. So in this case, it was a 1980 synth pop ballad song about a Christmas dinner gone wrong. Basically, I just switched out different genres and genre explainers in the place of that 1980 synth pop ballad. For this one, the prompt was a 1990s gangster rap song about a Christmas dinner gone wrong.
Christmas Eve, chilling with my crew, sipping on eggnog, feeling that holiday mood. Santa came through, rocking the red suit. A little did we know he was packing his boots. Shoot, blink of an eye, shit went berserk. Santa pulled a strap, started to work. Bullets flying everywhere, presents on fire. Set the Christmas dinner.
Next up, of course, we had to try a dubstep Christmas song, that classic of all genres.
Around the table, it's time to eat Christmas cheer. Tabby beam, but suddenly the turkey starts to dance. Syncopated beats a wild chant.
And one more for the heavy heads out there. Here is Feast of Chaos, a 2000s nu metal Limp Bizkit style song about a Christmas dinner gone wrong. Now, what's interesting about this one is that I actually used Limp Bizkit in the prompt. But later when I tried to put Skrillex in the dubstep prompt, it wouldn't allow it. So maybe Limp Bizkit is just such a weird word that it didn't know what to do with it. Now let's bring it down a notch for those of you out there who are not into heavy music. And let's try a 1950s big band Sinatra style song about a Christmas dinner gone wrong. And we're actually going to play two of these because they both came out great. When you give Suno a request, its default is to give you two options. And so this is a Christmas dinner meltdown.
The snow is falling. The trees are glowing. It's Christmas time. Love should be flowing. But at the dinner table, all is not right. Tempers are flaring, it's a bitter sight, oh, a dinner gone wrong.
And next we'll do Holly Jolly Christmas Blues.
Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Family gathers round, full of Christmas cheer. But at our dinner table, things took a turn. Mama burnt the turkey and Daddy's face went red. Oh, oh, it's a holly jolly Christmas dinner, all right.
It also does a great job with country music. This is the Christmas dinner fiasco.
The little snow was falling on the Christmas Eve in the small town of Dusty Creek. The cowboys gathering round the fire, thinking about the Christmas feast they desire. But oh, what a tangled mess it turned out.
And the Christmas yodel.
This old town of mine, there was a festive air. Our joy and Christmas shine, the table was set.
So obviously this is a pretty amazing tool. It is something where, beyond the first few creations, you're going to have to pay if you want to do more. But once you do pay, you have a huge, huge amount of generations that you get per month. I will show you just one more in this video, my favorite of all the creations. And in fact, the first one that I did, an upbeat pop punk song about a Christmas dinner gone wrong. This, my friends, is Tinsel and Tension.
Yeah, it's Christmas time, the table's set. Family, gather round with love and respect. The tension's brewing, things are getting tough. Uncle Bob and I still just can't get enough. It's a Christmas dinner gone wrong. So just flare, it's chaos all night long. But we'll raise a toast to
So friends, that is Suno. Go to suno.ai and start playing around with it. You will have a ton of fun. Hey, and thanks for a great year of content. The plan for next week is to do a show on Wednesday and on Friday. I figured rather than be gone entirely, that at least gives us a chance to cover any news that has creeped up. So look out for that. And in the meantime, have a really happy holiday. Until next time, peace.